From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young.
And I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Today, lawmakers in Texas are expected to pass that controversial abortion bill that didn't pass a couple weeks back. The measure would severely restrict abortions in Texas, banning them after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Hundreds of people from both sides of the debate are lining up at the state capitol building in Austin to find out what happens, including these supporters of abortion rights.
We're not gonna take it. We're not gonna take it.
And Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst is warning protesters that they will be thrown in jail for up to 48 hours if they disrupt the passage of the bill. 2 weeks ago, they did disrupt passage after a memorable filibuster by a state Senate Democrat. Well, let's get to Austin now. And Ben Philpott, who is a longtime political analyst for KUT, that is a Here and Now contributing network station. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
So, first of all, just bring us back in time here and tell us what this bill would do.
So it does a handful of things. Number one, as you said, it is a ban on abortion after 20 weeks. Also, the bill requires abortion clinics to upgrade their facilities to ambulatory surgical centers, which is, you know, a higher standard of facility. Also, it requires doctors to get admitting privileges at hospitals that are no more than 30 miles away from the clinic. And that, of course, would, during some of the committee hearings on the bill, you had state hospital association people saying that they're very unlikely to even grant those privileges.
And I've seen the number reported 90% of abortion clinics in Texas would have to close under this bill.
Right. Well, they would have the option under the ambulatory surgical center thing to upgrade to that facility requirement. But right now, only 5 clinics in the state currently are ambulatory surgical centers. Hmm. And abortion providers say it would cost hundreds of thousands, if not more than $1 million to upgrade the facilities. And so they just aren't likely to do that. And the same thing with the admitting privileges. If they can't get those admitting privileges, they would have to not perform abortions as well.
And the bill would also put restrictions on the pill RU486. What are those?
Well, the bill says that it would require doctors to use FDA guidelines in administering the pill. But during public testimony in Austin, we had several doctors come forward to argue that the FDA guidelines are more than a decade old and are actually no longer considered best practices for the use of the medication. So abortion rights groups are arguing that the law makes it then less safe to use the pill because they're using outdated methods.
Okay, now, Ben, bring us up to date on the politics here. First of all, just a quick reminder of what happened a couple weeks ago.
Well, a couple weeks ago, we had it was the last day of a previous special session, a 30-day special session in the legislature. Senator Wendy Davis from Fort Worth, a Democrat, got up to speak for 11 hours to block passage of the bill. Her filibuster actually fell short. She needed to talk for 13 hours, but during those last 2 hours, Democrats were able to extend debate on using different procedural maneuvers. And then with 15 minutes left, when it appeared all those maneuvers had run out, the crowd in the Senate gallery just started chanting and cheering and yelling, and lawmakers could actually not hear themselves well enough to conduct a vote, and the clock struck midnight.
And that was that. But that cannot happen this time, right?
No, we've still got more than 2 weeks left in this current second 30-day special session. And so there's no way that anything like that could happen, although Democrats could and are probably going to try and extend debate today as long as they can. A lot of that will be getting things on record for what is expected to be a court challenge later.
Ben Philpott of Here and Now contributing network station KUT. And now let's get the scene at the state capitol building with KUT news reporter Veronica Zaragovia. Veronica, what's happening there right now?
Right now, there are about 4 levels of the capitol building worth of people lined up for the opportunity to be able to sit in one of the 500 seats in the Senate gallery and be able to watch the debate. I'm seeing blue shirts, orange shirts. I'm seeing people bring food out, people reading their books, people knitting.
But there are some tough limits on what they're allowed to have with them, right? I mean, they can't have posters. They can't be in certain places, right?
Correct. They won't be able to display any posters. They won't be able to disrupt the debate in any way. I've been told that people will receive a warning or two before they're taken out of the gallery if necessary. And it seems the atmosphere seems pretty calm at this point. Here, people are waiting.
What are the people there saying to you about why they've come?
Well, one woman that I spoke to, Guadalupe Espetala, she had driven here from Houston this morning and got here around 5, and she said that she felt very empowered because she was realizing that her voice mattered and people want to be able to express an opinion. Others, one gentleman had told me, his name is Art Stratton, and he told me that he wanted to be here because he wanted to have an orange presence in the gallery when the media was focusing on scenes of the Senate chamber. Others are here who support the legislation and who want to show their lawmakers that they agree with a vote of yes.
Ben Philpott, I just want to bring you back in for a moment here. We heard about this David Dewhurst, the lieutenant governor, telling protesters that they could be thrown in jail for up to 48 hours if they disrupt the passage of the bill. We heard from Veronica there about these people who have come from all around to be there. How are Texans going to react to this kind of warning?
Well, you know, I think there are some that probably, like any protest, there's some who are probably, they've come out today expecting to at some point stand up and yell as much as they want and be removed from the gallery and go ahead and sit in jail for 48 hours. But, you know, we haven't seen this really at all in the Texas Capitol, at least not in the decade that I've been here. So it'll be interesting to see how much, you know, banging the gavel and telling people they have to be quiet or they will be arrested, how effective that'll be.
Ben Philpott of Here and Now Contributing Network member station KUT in Austin, Texas. We also heard from Veronica Zaragovia at the Texas State Capitol building.